This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. Fort Worth is growing, and fast. And while all that growth is exciting for city boosters, it does come with challenges. That's what Fort Worth City Manager David Cook recently told business leaders. We sent KERA's Christopher Connolly to the State of the City address. Chris, how do city officials quantify that growth?
Cook says the city adds about 20,000 to 25,000 people each year, which is a lot of people. It puts Fort Worth on track to become the 14th largest city in the country by next year, skipping ahead of Columbus and Indianapolis. That's if current trends hold. By 2019, so 2 years from now, Fort Worth is set to be the 12th largest city in the country, bigger than cities like Jacksonville, Florida, or San Francisco.
Truly a boomtown. So many see growth as a good thing for cities. But what's the downside? There have to be some challenges.
All those new people are paying into the tax base and shopping at local businesses, but Cook says there's three big questions to ask.
Where are they going to live? Where are they going to work? And how are we going to get around?
Some data points he brought up. Fort Worth has the most ready-to-develop land in North Texas. That means there are places to build homes and businesses, and that's an asset. At the same time, there's a worrying trend. Household growth has been outpacing job growth. So basically, the city's adding people faster than it's adding new jobs, which means more and more Fort Worth residents have to drive out of the city limits to get to work. And that's not a new trend. Cook says they've been seeing this over the last 10, 15 years. The city has been working on an economic development plan that it's getting ready to unveil soon, and the goal is to grow more jobs within city limits.
Now, back to what City Manager David Cook said, how are all those new residents going to get around? What did he say about transportation efforts?
Right. So he says public transit is part of the answer. The city lags behind other big Texas cities in investing in public transit. Still, Cook points to the Texrail train that'll go from downtown to DFW International Airport as evidence of investment. But public transit isn't the only infrastructure issue that comes with a fast-growing population, and that's why the city is going to hold its biggest ever bond election in May. Basically, the city's asking residents if it can borrow nearly $400 million to pay for things like roads and bridges and libraries and police and fire stations, parks, senior centers, all those things that residents rely on and use.
And parks and senior centers sound great, but what about the city's public employee pension fund? Fort Worth has been struggling to get the fund under control over the years. How's it doing?
Not great, really. It could be worse, but Cook says the city is going to try to craft a plan to tackle the billion-plus shortfall in the pension fund over the next year. The city has tried to get it into shape over the years, but it's faced major setbacks in terms of investments not returning at the rates officials expected. And then there's this, which Cook doesn't like.
The city has been downgraded twice in the last 2 years by rating agencies, based on the pension system alone, right? So it is something we have to tackle. It's not going to be easy, but it's something you'll be hearing about in 2018.
Cook says that fixing the plan is important, but he predicted that it'll also be a painful and rancorous process.
Christopher Connolly covers Fort Worth for KERA. Chris, thanks so much for your time.
Happy to do it.